Welcome, everybody, to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Today, we'll be discussing the second half of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen R. Covey, and we will be discussing the last 4 habits, habits 4 through 7.
And so we'll be covering from think-win-win all the way through sharpening the saw. And I just wanted to get started with the discussion with people's sort of gentle reaction or response. So I'm sort of curious from everyone's thoughts here about what they felt about the book as a whole, now that you've sort of gotten your way through it, and I know that maybe some haven't read the full book and so on and so forth. But as a whole, I'm sort of curious about people's thoughts on the book. And I'll sort of start us all off with the reality that, you know, having read the book several times and now coming back to it again this final time, not final time, but this next time, because I'm sure I'll read the book again, I really found the book to be fascinating because each time I come back to the book, you're in sort of a different place in your life, and the character ethic concepts all come to you sort of in a different flavor. And I really found that to be very, very interesting, and I'm curious about other folks' perspective on what the 7 habits meant to them this time around.
Hey Ray, it's Michelle.
Hey Michelle.
Hey. So like I mentioned, for the first part of the book, I forgot that I had read the whole thing. I thought that I had gotten, you know, like halfway through and hadn't read it, but I think all of the theories and, you know, thoughts in the book are so prevalent in our sort of, in our world these days, that even if you haven't read the book, you're really familiar with all of the precepts, in a sense. Because I was thinking about, like, what, is it possible that I really did read all of this? And then I was remembering, like, okay, well, that thing I've heard on manager tools often, this thing I've heard on another podcast, and that sort of thing. So, but it was really interesting to go through it another time, and to really see it from a 20-year shift perspective, because I read it 20, I have read it 20 years ago? No, that's not right.
You most certainly could have.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was something like that. It was something like, I think it was the late 90s, early 2000s is when I read it, I think.
Okay. So the book was published in 80, so...
Oh, yeah, so that's possible. Okay, because I thought it was when I was working at a particular place, and I thought I was being crazy about it. But anyway, very great book. I definitely recommend, and I will, I'm sure, read it again, and once again be like, oh my God, this is so great. So have I read this?
Yeah, and so I'm sort of curious about your thoughts on the think win-win concept, because that's habit number 4, and I'm primarily, you talked about thinking about it in a work environment, and I wonder where the think win-win paradigm shift works best in a work environment. Do you feel like you could find that, you know, sort of mutually beneficial perspective?